Blog Talk Radio.
Calamities are disasters or distresses have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God to perform all these things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches. Reproaches means to disapprove or disgrace the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. My heart is steadfast. Steadfast means immovable or constant. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above all the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. I have read to you Psalms 57 in its entirety. It's a prayer for safety from enemies. Let's have a word of prayer, sheep. Our Father in heaven, we come to you and give you thanksgiving and praise for what appears to be another gorgeous day in Michigan. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. We thank you for delivering us from all trials and making us victorious. We thank and praise you for allowing us to lead the lifestyle of the evil one. Thank you for giving us excellent health, wealth, love, family, sane, sound mind, education, prosperity in all things. In your Son's name we pray, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you for listening to this program on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Before I go on, I just want to say that I have heard that the Sabbath is for the Jews. But I tell you this, read the book of Revelation, and in chapter 2, it tells you that, and I'm turning to Revelation right now, it tells you this. And when we're talking about the church of Smyrna, chapter 2, let's read verse 9. I know your works, tribulations, and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Now, I do not say that I'm a Jew. I do say this, that from reading the Bible, I have begun to believe that the black folks in America, well, some of them, are children of Abraham. And I say that because in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, it says this. Then, and this is God talking to Abram. He says to him, "Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. Now, I personally believe that we are 6 years away from that 400 years, because many years ago, I was taught that slaves were brought to Jamestown, Virginia in 1619. And I'm just thinking that the 400 years will be over in 2019. And if you read verse 14, it tells you, "And also the nations whom they serve, I will judge. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possessions." Now, we have asked for reparations for many years, and we have not gotten that. But I just believe this to be true, and we will find out within the next 6 years whether or not what was said to Abraham was true or fiction. I want you to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen or paper, a glass of water, notepad, if possible. And I want you to follow me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 5. And we're going to pick up reading at verse 13. Now, chapter 5, all the way up to about chapter 8, it talks about a vineyard that was planted. And the vineyard was the house of Israel, the men of Judah, and the talking about Jerusalem and the men of Judah. And I personally, since beginning to read this Bible to us sheep in the past 2.5 years, have begun to believe that we African American or people who were brought here as slaves are the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of Judah. So let's pick up reading at verse 13, chapter 5, Isaiah, verse 13. It says, therefore, and we're talking about impending judgment on excesses. Now let's pick up reading at chapter 5, verse 13. Therefore, my people have gone into captivity. Captivity, that means slavery or imprisoned, because they have no knowledge. We have not been taught the way that we should have, because once we were slaves, the truth, our truth, was erased from our minds. It says, their honorable men are famished. And when I see that statement, I'm thinking that those are men and women, some men and women of the church being hungry. They're famished. They're starving for the lack of knowledge. And we who go to the church are not taught the things that we should be taught. Let's pick up reading. And their multitude dried up with thirst. We are the multitude who go to church. And we're hungry. We want to know the truth. And verse 14 says, therefore, Sheol, that's the grave, has enlarged itself. Why? Because we are not being taught the word of God and the laws of God. We need to read Leviticus, Deuteronomy, where they talk about the laws, the things that we should and should not do. We are looking to go into the kingdom of heaven, into God's kingdom, and there are rules that we must follow. We just cannot walk up in there and think with your arrogant self, I can do this and do that, I'm going there. No, there are rules that we must follow. And if we don't follow, then this is what it says. Sheol, the grave, has enlarged itself and has opened its mouth beyond measure. Do you get that? To me, beyond measure. You can't even number that. That's infinite. It just goes on. Let's pick up reading in verse 14 again. Let's continue. And their glory and multitude and their pomp. Now, let me say that again. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp. Pomp means grandiose, big ideas. And he has, and he who is jubilant means joyful and happy, shall descend. Descend means to go down into it. And they're talking about Sheol, the grave, enlarging itself. Let's pick up reading at verse 15. People who brought down each man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God, who is holy, shall be hallowed. Hallowed means holy or honored in righteousness. Then the lambs shall feed in their pasture, and in the waste places of the fat ones, strangers shall eat. Woe to those who draw iniquity unto, verse 18, woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity. Iniquity, to me, iniquity, that's sin. And the vanity means your pride or your arrogance and your conceit. You're conceited. And sin as if with a cart rope. Let me read verse 18 again. We need clarity. Father God, help me read this with clarity right now to your sheep. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as if with a cart rope, that say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. Okay. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it. It's coming. Yes, be a little patient. Verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent. Prudent means to be clever. In their own sight. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant. Valiant means to be brave or gallant. Mixing intoxicated drink. Who justify the wicked for a bribe. And you see that going on in today's world. And take away justice from the righteous man. You see that going on too. Well, we'll see, especially in Detroit, in a little while. Let's pick up reading at verse 24. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble, a stubble is like a twig or a straw, and flames consume the chaff. Chaff is like the husks of corn. So their root will be as bitterness. Let me read that again. So their root will be as rottenness, and rottenness, that's a foul odor. And their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised. Despise means to dislike the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, the angel of the Lord is aroused. He's awakened against his people. And again, I think that the people of Judah, and I honestly believe that we who were brought as slaves to America because we have sinned or despised the word of God. Our foreparents have been, they were punished, and the punishment is about to be over in 6 years. And I said earlier, we shall see. I hope God allows us all to live to see. And for the oppressors, if it is true, I would be leaving America quickly. Let's pick up reading at verse 25. Let's start at verse 25 again. Therefore, the anger of the Lord is aroused me and awakened against his people. He has stretched out his hand against them and stricken them. That means to injure them and the hills tremble, their carcasses, whereas refuge is garbage or rubbish in the midst of the street. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. He's telling us to come while we have a chance. And this is what I have done. I have come while I have that opportunity, because his hand will not be stretched out always. Excuse me. Have a sip of water. Let's pick up reading at verse 26. He will lift up a banner to the nations from afar and whistle to them from the ends of the earth. Surely they shall come with speed, swiftly. No one will be weary. Weary means to be tired or stumble among them. No one will slumber or sleep, nor will the belt of their loins be loosed, nor the straps of their sandals be broken, whose arrows are sharp and all their bows bent. Their horses' hooves are the feet of the horse, will seem like flint. Flint is like a hard rock, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Now, I'm thinking like a whirlwind is something that rotates. It turns around and around like a tornado. Their roaring will be like a lion. They will roar like young lions. Yes, they will roar and lay hold of the prey. And prey is something or someone that's being hunted. Like people go out and hunt for animals. That's prey. They will carry it away safely, and no one will deliver. In that day, they will roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one looks to the land, behold, darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened by the clouds. So that means to me like something like maybe bombs or something dropped. And when you look on the land, you'll see this darkness and sorrow. But that ends the reading of chapter 5 of Isaiah. Now, let's start reading chapter 6 of Isaiah. It says, Isaiah called to be a prophet. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Now, you know what a train is. A train is a garment. It is a long robe. Let's read verse 2. Above it stood seraphim. Seraphims are angels. Each one had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, he flew. Verse 3. And he cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house filled with smoke. And the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King of hosts. I'm thinking that Isaiah has seen the Almighty God. Let's pick up reading at verse 6. Then one of the seraphims flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity. Iniquity is your sins or your guilt. It's taken away. And your sins purged. Purged means to be cleansed or atoned for. Verse 8, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. So Isaiah is saying to the Lord, here am I, send me, send him. Verse 9, and he said, go and tell the people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Perceive means to notice or become aware of. Make the heart of this people dull. Dull means to be slow or stupid. And hear, and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed. We're going to stop reading. Well, maybe I'll just try to finish reading chapter 6. Let's keep reading. Verse 11. Then I said, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitants. Inhabitants are people. The houses are without a man, and the land is utterly desolate. Desolate means to be empty, alone. The Lord has removed men far away, and the men are far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. But yet a tenth will be in it, and I'm thinking tenth of people, and will remain and be for consuming, as a terebinth tree or as an oak whose stump remains when it is cut down. So the holy seed shall be its stump. I have finished reading chapter 6. We'll pick up reading at chapter 7 next time. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. Thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us our daily bread as we forgive our debts, as we forgive our debts. Amen. In Jesus' name I pray. Remember, take our Father in heaven along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, sheep, I will be with you next time. Heart. 'Cause Jesus.
And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.